If you have ever come to church or been to a meeting or anything, have you ever said, "I wish so-and-so could hear this"? Never? That would straighten them out. Not out of genuine concern, but a desire to get the point. Or, a little bit more boldly, to shut them up. Ooh, a little bit more boldly. A number of weeks ago, Debbie and I were having a discussion. Actually, she was arguing with me, but Charles Stanley came on the radio and he said, and I quote, "Your husband is not your enemy." I think that was a word from God. Yes, that's how it goes sometimes, isn't it? Yes, and I see you're smiling with me. I know you're with me. But when we approach parables, when we approach the Word of God, the question is not, what is somebody else going to get out of this? But the question, as Jesus is pointing out, is, what are you going to get out of it? What am I going to get out of this? What can I learn? When we read this parable, we need to ask ourselves, now just where am I at? Is the seed being snatched up before it even has a chance to germinate? Are things crowding it out? Pleasures? Concerns for wealth? Concerns for income? Is there trouble? Would I rather say, I'm out of here? In this day and age, when people say, is the service interesting? Will it hold my attention? And that's another way of saying is it going to be boring? We need to be very careful, because when the word is presented, the word is presented to all of us, whether or not we think it's done in an interesting or unboring fashion or not. That we need to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, as Jesus says. We need to say, what is this speaking to me about? What is the Lord speaking about? Actually, when we read this parable, and we've read it, and the explanation for 3 weeks now, it actually begins back in the third chapter. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and brother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." And so the question that we are confronted with, the question that Jesus confronts us with, not the one that I'm confronting you with and myself with, but the question that Jesus confronts us with, as he did the disciples then, as he does this morning, is, are you bearing fruit? Are you doing the will of God? Are you hearing the word of God and putting it into practice? Are you actually doing it? That's the question that's before us today. For when we read this parable and other places throughout Scripture, we see that Jesus was not concerned about the number of disciples that gathered round him. He was not concerned about that, because he says he knew people's hearts. He knows how fickle people can be. Give people bread, and when the bread runs out, they go looking somewhere else. When they're looking for a sign or a spectacle, when that runs out, they'll go looking somewhere else. So he was not concerned about whether or not people, the number of people that were gathered around him. poles weren't something that kept his attention. Any particular time the news comes on, there's always a poll about something. What do people think about Mike Duffy? What do people think about Rob Ford? What do people think about the Stanley Cup? What do people think about the weather? What do people think about the flooding? What do people think about this? Basically, Jesus was saying, I don't care. What Jesus was concerned about was the response to the word. And so he continues to say that to us today. Are you bearing fruit? A successful crop, 30, 60, and even 100 times. Are we walking in the power of the Spirit? Are we walking with eyes of faith? Are we forgiving? Everybody runs into things where we feel slighted and frustrated and everything like that. But are we forgiving? Are we blessing enemies? Are we praying for people? Are we living generously? And as we've heard this morning, yes, we are. Thank the Lord. And it's not to lay guilt trip on anybody. It's not to just try and beat anybody up. But it's the challenge that is before us to say, are we putting into practice the word? And that's what this parable and other parables are saying is, are we living according to the word? The word that was sown, the word that was given, the word that gives life, is it at work in our life? Not looking around trying to fix people so that we can feel better or stronger or anything like that, or more proven and justified, but are we bearing fruit that is pleasing to the Lord? That's the challenge that's before us. That's the challenge that Jesus gives to us in the parables. What are you doing with what I've given you? So when we come to receive the communion elements this morning, in just a few minutes, that's the question that's before us. But I do know one thing, that when we say to the Lord, Lord, I want to bear a crop of righteousness, 30, 60, 100 times what was sown. If we say to him, fill me with your Spirit, fill me with your Spirit as I face this challenge, because I want to do it your will, but I also want to do it in your way, then he will never, ever say no to that. The proof of it is in the broken body and in the shed blood, That's the proof of it, that we can have confidence and approach him with confidence and boldness because of what we see and what we receive. Amen. You can follow along.